B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren on KISS 95.1.
So, I go to real estate school, Superior Real Estate, and yesterday, we have, like, every hour, we take these, like, little 10-minute breaks, and people can go do whatever they want, go get food. So I went outside just to get some fresh air, and there was this girl outside, and she was crying.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's kind of, I was like, hey, is everything okay? Anything I can help you with? Someone who is in my class. And she goes, it's just stupid. And I'm like, well, tell me, what's going on? She goes, I'm eating chicken salad sandwich. And I'm like, okay. She goes, I wanted a tuna salad sandwich. My mom made me got me the wrong one. By the way, this is a grown woman.
My mom made me the wrong lunch?
Yeah, her mom made her the wrong one. So,
what did the lunch lady say about all this?
Yeah, I feel like I'm back in, like, middle school.
Did your principal roll
and
in
she's
next?
She's crying.
Aww.
And I'm like, her mom made her the wrong sandwich. So, of course, I have to figure out a little bit more because this isn't adding up. And come to find out, she has, like, four kids or something like that. And her mom's helping her out with taking care of the kids with school because real estate school starts, like, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently, that means if she has the chicken salad, that means her child had the tuna at school and her kid doesn't eat tuna. So then she's upset about that her child's eating tuna.
What's the mom? Why is mom making sandwiches for everyone?
She's
though?
Helping out.
Grandma.
Grandma's okay. Helping out while she's, going to school every afternoon.
So she was crying over a sandwich.
Yeah,
okay.
Because she got the wrong sandwich. And we just were laughing about it on how it's just like, it's stupid, but, like, life hits you, man.
Did you tell her to listen this morning so that she wouldn't feel so bad? She can hear other people's stories about when they cried as an adult?
No, I did.
No.
I didn't.
Okay. Well, that's what we want to hear.
Yeah. If you cried as an adult over some stupid, embarrassing reason, give us a phone call at 704-570-9595.
Don't worry, Lauren. We're going to come to you.
I've definitely had moments.
Lord, it knows I have.
Hey, good morning, Nicole in Rock Hill.
Good morning.
Nicole, why'd you cry as an adult? That was such a silly reason.
Well, when I was pregnant, my husband and I went to the grocery store to go grocery shopping. And I parked the car, and I got out, and I started walking in. And he pops out from the other side, and he's like, babe, are you going to turn off the car? And I just lost it. Because I had left the car running, not meaning to. And I just lost it because he asked me if I was going to turn the car off. And he was like, what did I do? I said, you asked me if I was going to turn the car off. And I just, like, bawled my eyes out for no reason.
I think we're going to hear a lot from pregnant women.
Pregnant? Yeah. Then I must be pregnant because I've been through it, man.
That's
I
funny.
Get it.
Thanks, Nicole. Thanks for sharing. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks.
And thanks so much for listening.
You too. All right.
And that goes for everybody, even people that don't call in. Thank you guys so much for listening to the MRL show. It really does mean a lot to us that you choose to hang with us in the morning.
I mean, like, if everything goes wrong in one day, everything, and then you go to McDonald's and you ask for a Diet Coke and you get a Coke and you're like, that's it. I'm done. I can't get anything right today.
A lot of last straw stories.
Yeah,
it was a last straw. Hey, we want to hear from you. Why did you cry? What's the embarrassing reason you cried as an adult? Get to us.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
11 a.m. You're shot at $100 with 5 seconds to cash. We got a big winner this morning. They knew Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake, so they scored themselves $200 because yesterday at 4 o'clock, nobody knew it, so the song and the money roll over. So it pays to listen at 7, 11, and 4 each day so that you can listen to the songs and find out how much money's in the jackpot.
Okay. See, I've been messing up then. I've been saying it at noon. I always screw up.
It's okay.
Leave it to me. All right. So yesterday I went to real estate school and I saw someone was crying and I asked them, hey, what are you crying about? And she said, well, it's the wrong lunch. I wanted tuna salad and I ended up getting chicken salad. They look similar. And she was really upset about that. And then there's this whole backstory how her mom did it and her kids now has the wrong meal. But we wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595. The embarrassing reason you cried as an adult.
I mean, crying over a sandwich is kind of top of the, no pun intended, top of the food chain there.
Yeah.
for me.
Yeah.
We have a lot of pregnant people on the phone, too. This is Madison and Lenore.
Hi.
Hi. So why'd you cry?
Okay, so I was pregnant at the time with my daughter, and I was in Walmart, and I was in the birthday card section, and I saw this card, and it was for somebody's daughter. It was a birthday card, and it had, like, these rainbows and stuff on it, and when you opened it, it played True Colors by Cyndi Lauper, and I just started bawling in the middle of Walmart over. I'm like, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, songs have touched me. I get it.
It just caught you at the moment, huh?
It did, and a couple years later for her birthday, I bought her that card.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, wow. Did she cry?
No.
Did you cry again?
I almost did.
Yeah.
It's like Christmas time does the same thing to me. Like whenever Christmas Shoes comes on where the kid buys Christmas shoes for mama because mama's going to die. Oh. I'm like, I was in line at Dollar General in tears listening to that dang thing.
All right. Thanks for calling. Have a great day, Madison. This, guys, is our pregnant portion of the show. This is Tammy in Harrisburg.
Hey, Tammy, what'd you cry over?
So I was pregnant with my oldest, and the cartoon Ren and Stimpy was on, and I just started bawling because they were being so mean to each other.
Aww. It's so funny how your emotions get away from you when you're pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I had really long hair, and I remember one day I just started crying because it was taking too long for my hair to dry.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it funny, Tammy?
She still teases me.
Sometimes you just got to get it out. Thanks, Tammy. Yeah.
Oh,
we're getting some text messages, too. I had to eat Dunkin' Donut, and I really wanted Krispy Kreme, but it was 45 minutes away.
Oh, crying eating the donuts.
Yeah.
Hey, we're heading up to Boone to say hi to Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning. What'd you cry over?
Well, I was a 911 dispatcher when I was 30 weeks pregnant, and it was at Christmas time. And during Christmas, we do the Santa Claus chase, and all of the fire department kids listen on the radio. And I could not participate because when they came on the radio, they were all so cute, I cried for an hour.
Aww. Explain that.
They kept saying, Merry Christmas from such and such fire department, and I just bawled my eyes out the entire time.
So the kids would get on the radio and say that?
Yeah, after the chase, all the kids came on. It was like a 30 different departments, and they were all just the cutest things on the face of the planet, and I just cried the whole time.
Oh.
Two things. A, that is adorable, and B, I'm sure you can catch Roy in Boone at the fireman chase. That's right up his alley.
Yeah. Fireman chase sounds fantastic.
Amen.
It's so much fun. We do it every year, and the years I wasn't pregnant, I got to participate in it, but I was like, you guys can't let me on the radio. You just can't.
Well, thanks for calling.
A good thing I wasn't there. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
I would cry at those diaper commercials when I was pregnant.
Oh.
The, like, Pampers commercials where, you know, they're holding their baby for the first time. Like, I would just think about, like, having that experience and bawl.
Yeah. Does a tear up count?
Yeah. Tear up.
I teared up, like, last week.
Over what?
I was in the car with Dean, and I was flipping around the radio, and Rod Stewart's Forever Young came on.
Oh, I want to be forever young.
And Dean goes, Dad, does this mean that he doesn't want the person to get his son to get older? And I'm like, yeah. And then I was like looking in the rearview mirror at him at the traffic light, and he's going, May the good Lord be with you. May your God in life be strong.
Wow, he knows the words?
Oh, yeah. Forever young? Come on, man.
He's six. Good for him.
Let's get back to something funnier now.
Okay.
Like Dee Dee and Clover. Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi there.
Hi. What'd you cry over?
So my husband, we have transferred from Cincinnati, Ohio, here to the Charlotte region about 6 years ago. And, of course, I didn't want to move. And I was at a Bilo, and they did not carry the kind of cheese that I could buy in Ohio. And I broke down at the register with the cashier because they didn't carry my cheese.
No.
They said, if you bring in a package, we'll order it.
Aww.
Oh,
that was sweet of them.
That is nice.
That was awesome.
Meanwhile, you're like, I never wanted to move to Charlotte anyhow.
And now I would never move back.
Yay.
Good.
Well, we love you hanging out with us each morning, Dee Dee. Thanks so much.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, sometimes a pet dies and you get sad.
Of course.
Real quick, Shelby in Gastonia this pet doesn't ever get any respect, and it should get more respect. Hi, Shelby.
Hey.
Okay, so what's the animal?
The animal is a goldfish. I was pregnant. I had had the goldfish for maybe about 2 weeks, and then, of course, they do what goldfish do, and he went belly up. He went belly up, and I lost it because in my mind I was thinking, I can't keep a goldfish alive. How in the world will I keep a baby alive?
Listen, it's tough. Yeah. They don't come with manuals.
They don't. Yeah, so he got flushed. Blessings.
Oh, how long did Goldie live for? What was his life?
It was about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He flopped.
Yeah.
And you got an elderly one and didn't know.
Thanks, Shelby.
No, they all die that quickly, pretty much.
I got an elderly one.
I remember as soon as Cash turned 1 year old, Dallas and I popped a bottle of champagne and toasted to each other that we kept him alive.
We've got a year.
Congratulations, Lorraine. Hey, we're going to go ahead and clear the lines right now, but you can keep your stories coming at the MRL show on Insta, and we respond to Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, you can watch us on MRL TV. Look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook Live.
Now, here's where we're going to come to your rescue. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. So what do we do every year, Lorraine?
We make reservations to bail you guys out. So we've got reservations in Northlake, South Park, Mooresville, Belmont, and Rock Hill. So if you're in any around any of those areas and you need to be bailed out, we've got you covered.
Yeah. And we're not flipping the bill. We're not paying for it. We just made reservations because right now you're not going to be able to get in.
No.
So you can take our reservations.
We don't provide
favorite
the music.
Favorite morning show, saving my butt. Now, producer Nicole, we will just pick up on some people, and we'll give them a couple restaurants to pick from. And we'll do it today. We'll do some tomorrow, too. 704-570-9595. Kind of the restaurant bailout for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's our way of saying thank you for listening to the MRL show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.